Chapter 31, Network Etiquette and Best Practices. When I talk of the word etiquette, it is basic manners. So, what are we going to discuss as far as this chapter is concerned? What is networking etiquette? The objectives, networking at events, key rules for successful networking, the don'ts of networking, and conclusion. Now, when we talk of networking etiquette, networking is building genuine connections and leaving a lasting impression on others. It is important to understand appropriate networking etiquette is essential for making meaningful connections. One of the most important points of networking etiquette is being approachable and genuine. Networking is a two-way street. So, first and foremost, interpersonal communication is very important. Interpersonal communication is communication between two or more people. What is required as far as communication is concerned? So, communication is a necessity. No matter how well we are connected using technology, networking and establishing contacts is also important. So first and foremost, when I talk of networking, it is how people communicate with one another in a formal setting. It helps you to establish and maintain professional boundaries, healthy boundaries, right? When we talk of networking, it is important that you talk of the basic etiquette and manners. So when we are saying being approachable and genuine, you have to be authentic. In the sense, when you communicate to a large audience, for example, you have to let them know about your success, but also your failures. You have to be honest enough to also share if you've made profits, but also about your losses. So be as genuine and truthful as possible. Networking is a two-way street. Networking etiquette is making a positive impression and building meaningful relationships. When I say it is making a positive impression, it means that you are having the ability to develop more and more better relationships. When I say meaningful relationships, it is of course one aspect which is important where you say that there is a healthy rapport. But it is also about how you create a positive impression. So for example, when you network, basic etiquette, how you start talking. So the first few minutes will probably be the deciding factor as to how you will continue with the conversation. So this is just one aspect where you talk of someone making an impact and effect on you and creating a positive impression on you. When someone is making a positive impression by communicating in terms of the manners and other aspects. When I talk of manners, one simple example. Do not say or do anything face to face, which you would probably have never even done online. That means how you conduct yourself online as well as face to face. It is very important. And if you would do something face to face, that means conduct yourself well, create a positive impression, be genuine, that same should be followed online. Networking is about building a reputation as a reliable and generous professional. Now we talk of the objectives. Making the first impression. A first impression is when one person first meets another and forms a mental image. Impression accuracy varies depending on the observer and target. So when I talk of first impression, it means that how that person has started the conversation, which I shared, or for example, punctuality. Is the person well-dressed and formally dressed? Is the person conducting himself or herself with all the confidence? Are people active listeners? Do people feel the need to listen to what she or he is saying? So that creates an impression. And by actively listening, you demonstrate respect and establish a rapport. So what is important when we talk of listening actively. It means that you are engaged in the conversation. It means you're able to conduct yourself well as far as that conversation is concerned. Conduct yourself well, it means you're wanting to be a listener where you lean slightly more in front. It means you probably are taking interest in what is said, right? Then we talk of establishing credibility. People who listen attentively and make thoughtful, informed comments are considered more credible. Factors such as experience and training may affect credibility. So when you network, so if I say experience, if the more experience you have, say you have over 25 years of work experience, people will all the more, have the vision as far as your personality and image is concerned, that you are someone who is highly, credible, because you've created that kind of, background for yourself. You have so much to share, and that will be the deciding factor. So one aspect is that you establish credibility by, communicating to an audience where the audience is convinced enough. And the other aspect is that you are somewhere able to share all about your experience, which will also be the deciding factor. Share about your work experience. What have you done all these years? How did you overcome various challenges, obstacles? So it is about how you conduct yourself. You have lots to share in terms of information. You are able to get the hold of the audience. You're able to put forward information in a gripping manner. All that will serve the purpose. Then we talk of optimizing opportunities. Networking optimization refers to tools, techniques, and practices used to monitor and improve network performance. How do I optimize opportunities in terms of networking? Am I staying in touch with the people, or are people in touch with me? Is there regular communication? Am I really able to relate and have that kind of rapport with the concerned people? That will be a deciding factor. Also, you have to see to it that when we talk of networking, you are not getting vulnerable in terms of talking only about yourself and giving personal information. You're not monopolizing the conversation. You are communicating and putting forward information whereby people would actually want to network and feel proud to be connected with you. Proud means it gives them a sense of contentment, because you have lots to share, lots to convey, lots to let the other people understand your perceptions. What are you as an individual? All that can be put forward. It involves analyzing various issues related to work performance and implementing solutions to resolve them. Everyone likes an individual who is able to come up with solutions. Everyone likes to connect with people who are problem solvers. How efficiently and effectively do individuals deal with a challenging situation or a problem? Coming up with solutions at the earliest, being able to manage your own mind when you're going through a challenging phase. If you're able to manage your own mind, you will be able to manage anybody else, right? That's what it is. When I talk of showing professionalism, how will you show professionalism in your behavior? The way you are conversing or conducting yourself while you're talking to people, right? The way you establish credibility through your behavior. When you are talking in a setup where there's professional communication, it also means that your behavior, attitude defines you. What is your attitude? Your attitude to a great extent defines your altitude. Altitude, height of success here. So your ladder of success, height of success, sorry, your attitude defines your altitude. Your altitude means the path to success, how you move forward in terms of success, right? So you need to present yourself well. You need to follow up on your promises. If first and foremost, you have to live up to promises. And secondly, you have to follow up on them, right? Now we talk of networking at events, etiquette. It is very important to research the event and the participants. You have to understand what the event is all about. You have to understand who are the participants. You have to assume that your participants are at a moderate level in terms of knowledge and information. Neither do you underestimate your participants, nor do you overestimate your participants. Nonverbal communication such as gestures, posture, and eye contact conveys a lot about your personality. So your nonverbal communication speaks a lot about you. One's body language gives a clear indication of what he or she is portraying, means the level of confidence, your ability to grasp the attention of the audience, right? Attentive eye contact, having a tone that is engaging. These are also important aspects. Be mindful of the way you are conveying your body language. That is most important. Meaningful conversations will show how well prepared you are. Approach with confidence. Always remember that people will connect better with you if you portray confidence in your behavior. So it is important that you speak positively and motivate others. Confidence through your gestures, posture, tone, body language. Confidence through the way you speak. Confidence in the ability to convince and influence. So that is the skill that you must possess. And that skill will really serve the purpose for you to network better. And others too will feel that they want to network with you. Respect people's personal space and time. You need to acknowledge and respect people's personal space, which can also mean that while networking, are people receptive to the conversation? Are you showing empathy through your behavior? See, when I say respect people's space and time, what does this really mean? That who are the people whom you are with? How do they really react and understand you as far as your communication is concerned? Is it that you are making them feel comfortable while you're talking to them? See, if you're talking one-to-one with somebody after the event, are you able to conduct yourself in a manner whereby the other person does not really feel intimidated with the way you're standing opposite? So all these aspects can be looked into. One aspect is that when you network and meet people for events, punctuality defines you. Time is of great essence. So your ability to be punctual, live up to timings, is something that is very important. And when you are talking of empathy, the ability to put yourself in the other person's shoes, are you able to show and express and understand what the opposite person is feeling? Because this means you are somewhere creating that sense of belongingness through your communication. See, when someone is sharing or talking about their failures, you definitely need to empathize. In fact, you can always say that, yes, after every failure, we move ahead towards success. Right? What has every failure taught you? To rise up and move forward. So it's how you communicate, your facial expressions at that juncture. So you have to be very careful. This is basic etiquette and manners. Adhere to event-specific guidelines. You have to make sure that you are familiar with any rules the event managers have provided. It could be related to the dress code, the networking etiquette behavior. So definitely you have to conduct yourself professionally. You have to see to it that if there's any dress code, you have to follow that. You have to see to it that you are there to create an impact, and that one way to create an impact is also by living up to the specifications and the guidelines for that event. See, every event that you attend, there will be some specific guidelines and you have to follow that. You cannot really just cut, you know, across and not look into any boundary. You have to maintain that boundary. So that is something you need to look into. Follow up as soon as you can. So within a day or two, you can make the initial contact. Otherwise, it is likely that your contact may forget your previous conversation. following up quickly also shows that you have given priority to it. So if Mr. A meets you at an event and says, here is my card, and you say that you will definitely get in touch with him, then you should do so immediately. Because if you get in touch with Mr. A after 3 weeks, then Mr. A by then would have attended so many events, so much of networking would have happened at various locations for that person. He would have probably met so many people in that span of 3 weeks. So follow up is something which is very, you know, important, and it should come easy to you. You have to follow up right away. And as mentioned here, that before the contact may really forget the conversation or forget where you all have really met, it is better you prioritize it and move ahead. Reflect. Self-reflection is a powerful tool for personal growth. It will help us to gain self-awareness. So if you understand what needs to be improved and then implement the knowledge for your future event planning. Now, very important that any event you need to reflect. When I talk of reflecting, that means you need to understand, did you conduct yourself well when you met any particular person out there who is a very senior person? Were you feeling shy? Was there something stopping you from communicating further? Did you lack confidence? So once you get aware and understand all this, it'll help you to progress and move forward. So it'll also make you realize where you need to improve and where is it that you seem to be grounded in terms of your behavior and what changes need to be implemented right away. Like for example, if you procrastinate, if you don't follow up immediately, then these are aspects you have to look into. Key rules for successful networking etiquette. Be sincere. Focus on building authentic connections and having authentic conversations. Do not hide something which will make you feel, oh my gosh, I should have not shared this point, one point of my past where ideally, you know, say you at one point of time did not get an appraisal for a, you know, specific span of time. You were just wondering that why is it that you're not getting an appraisal, and it kind of made you feel demotivated. So somewhere you wanted to hide that. But why? Let it go ahead as a conversation. Let it make you speak and let the audience understand what did you go through and where are you today. So be very genuine. Go with the flow as far as communication is concerned. And the more authentic you are, the more successful you are, the more people will really appreciate the facts put forward by you. So this will increase the trust and foster relationship building. Be an active listener. The moment you are an active listener, it means you are putting aside all your biases and prejudices. The moment you're an active listener, it means you're having that ability to relate to what the opposite person is saying. You're showing your etiquette by not interrupting. You're showing your etiquette by letting the person express his or her views. So you can reflect on what is being said. Express interest in what other people say and show that you respect their opinion, right? Offer value. One way to create value for your relevant contacts is to offer insights as to how a problem can be solved to learn something new. The moment you give insights in terms of how did you deal with a team, there were 10 people in a team, 4 were actually very difficult. They were non-cooperative. They would always try and create various issues, not focus. So what did you really do to ideally deal with this kind of a team? How did you manage to bring all on the same page? What did you do so that people think similar and their thought processes align with the goals? So you can offer knowledge, skills, advice, and expertise, because this will help you to connect with people at a deeper level. So when you share, you express yourself, you have knowledge and definitely expertise, then all the more networking will progress. show your gratitude. You can always show thankfulness to the people for the opportunities, interaction, and guidance. This will improve your goodwill. I personally feel that you must be in gratitude. There's something known as attitude of gratitude. Be thankful for whatever we have in life. Be thankful for all the opportunities that come our way. Right? Be thankful that you are occupied and having too much work. Imagine if there was no work at all. So always appreciate, thank people who have been your mentors, your guides. Thank people who are willing to be there for you when you need any kind of help. Right? And this will also improve your goodwill. The don'ts of networking. So, Richie Norton has said, it is not about getting out of your comfort zone to reach your goal. It is about widening your comfort zone so that your goal fits comfortably. I cannot say I moved out of my comfort zone to do this. I have to say I expanded my comfort zone and now I can do this. Because the moment I say I moved out of my comfort zone, you're already creating discomfort there. You have to create comfort in expanding and extending your comfort zone. So when I say I've extended my comfort zone, that means I'm making adjustments. I am being more accommodating because I want to see to it that the goal fits, right? Avoid constant digital distraction. Digital distraction can impact the concentration. So you can turn off the notifications on your phone during events and seminars. If possible, you should not respond to emails and messages during networking. See, the biggest distraction can be our mobile. So it is best that you can avoid accessing it. It is very important you keep it on silent and very important that you, you know, turn off the notifications because it can be a constant distraction. And why would you want to be distracted with digital aspect when there are people right in front of you, for example? Why would you want to be distracted with technology when there are people who are actually wanting to be with you, listen to you, learn from you? So it is always best to network in that manner where you are not bound with your mobile. Avoid controversial topics. A conversation may go into a direction which may lead to arguments. And this may show lack of professionalism in your behavior. So avoid any kind of topic which can lead to disagreements, clashes, disputes. Like I personally feel topics like discussing politics may go out of control, right? Because someone may feel a particular thought process and someone may disagree to that thought process. So certain aspects, it is best not to discuss which can offend the sentiments of others. When I talk of controversial topic, it can be a topic that will offend the sentiments of others. So avoid that. Avoid sharing personal information. You will always want everyone to remember as a professional, you will always want everyone to remember you as a professional. So you have to be careful that the information you share and avoid sharing any personal information. So, you know, your personal information is limited and it is up to you how much you really want to share. Let us be frank. Every individual has a story to unfold. Every person in life has something to share which has not been a, you know, great aspect of their life. Every person may have something to share which can be emotional. So it is very important that you know where you can, you know, keep your boundary. Because at the end of it, when I talk of networking, it is establishing and maintaining a professional boundary, healthy relation. So that is by not sharing your personal information or overtly giving information which may not really appeal to the audience. Thus, networking is an essential part of building positive relationships. Conclusion. Networking etiquette is also known as netiquette. It describes the rules of conduct for respectful and appropriate communication, especially via internet. Now, this is networking etiquette. When I talk of network etiquette, it is where I interact with people and I network. What are the basic aspects? So as I said, you need to be well-dressed, you need to be professionally dressed, you need to be punctual, you need to understand that people are willing to listen to you, so you show empathy. So that is where there's a difference. So networking etiquette is a set of rules for online behavior which can be considered acceptable. Now we come back to network etiquette. Focus on positive topics and building a long-term relationship. To enhance your career goals, you must become an expert in network etiquette. Right? So you can build a strong network by attending seminars and events. To make the most of networking opportunities, it is important to do enough research on the topic, the speakers, and the participants. So this we've discussed, that I get to know more about the who is the speaker, what about the participants, right? Conferences generally have industry experts and speakers and connect with professionals. So definitely, when the more people you have who are industry experts, the more you will want to network with them, because you will always feel you want to learn from them, right? Sometimes conferences also offer online networking events, right? So access to technology such as digital video equipment, a projector and screen are required to keep your events moving without any disruptions. We have completed this chapter. Thank you.